Now the heavens up above are maybe, baby. You just don't do nothing for me. You ain't stirred my bones in a good long time. We can blame it on the devil. We can blame it on the wine. And I'm saying goodbye.
Okay, welcome to House of Burdens, episode 2. Kristen's getting her microphone in position. Since the last time that we talked, we've added another microphone to the mix. I'm using the Fostex and looking for ways to reduce the noise on all of these different lines. And I think we've hit a pretty good formula, but let me know if you don't think we have. If there's a lot of noise, a lot of breathing, a lot of background hum.
Well, and there might be a lot of heavy breathing just naturally from my end here.
There's always a lot of heavy breathing with Kristen.
Not heavy breathing, heavy breathing.
Or both. Or both. But, hey, speaking of let us know, you can also, and please do, drop us an email at us@burdenfamily.net. That email address goes to both Kristen and I at the same time, and you can
Except
tell
I
us
never check it, so.
Whether or not you listen to this. We're curious. We put the first one out there last week, and we think that at least two people have listened to it, and so that's pretty good. You know, I guess we're ready to start selling ads.
To our family.
So anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention, anyway, Kristen's mic is all set up now, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Cool. Hey, the other thing I wanted to mention was that last week I said there were only 2 weeks left until the end of Lent, and Kristen could eat chocolate and I could drink again. And that was, of course, wishful thinking, which I realized minutes later it was actually 3 weeks left of Lent, and now it's 2 weeks left of Lent. At which point, I'll be able to drink again. Woohoo!
And I'll get a big chocolate Easter bunny.
That's right.
Filled with peanut butter.
So, but really, you probably want to know whether or not Kristen has had the baby since last week.
Obviously, no.
Why obviously?
Well, because we wouldn't be here doing this.
We might.
You'd hear baby squawking. Because my babies don't sleep, so.
Well, except this one's going to sleep incredibly well because of the miracle blanket that Alyssa gave you. What's it called? The baby straitjacket?
It looks like a straitjacket. Guaranteed to work wonders.
So it's the miracle blanket.
Yeah, you put them in it. It's a big piece of cloth, kind of tapered at both the left and right ends, and then you tuck their little arms under it, and the weight of their bodies keeps their arms tucked to their side and wraps them up. And it's supposed to be so effective that you're not supposed to keep them in it for more than 8 hours because they could just continue to sleep and not eat properly. So
really, so it just kind of puts them in a coma?
Well, just supposed to, you know, kind of be like the womb, the nice, tight, you know, atmosphere, warm and snug, where baby can't move. You know, that's what baby remembers last when they come out. So if you can kind of recreate that, and swaddling with a regular blanket's next to impossible. Even nurses have trouble with it who do it every day. And I could never do it with my kids because David was too big and he would always kick his way out of it. And I don't think I bothered with Sophie. Huh. You know, you kind of give up on stuff like that after a while.
You know, it's interesting. Alyssa's really jumping out into the head of the pack here, into the lead in terms of having sent baby gifts before the baby has arrived.
I think that's because Alyssa's going to have her baby next.
You think?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. She's setting the bar awfully high for other friends and relatives.
She's testing out products. This is her. This is a product testing phase for her. She wants to be very prepared,
that's a good
I
point.
Think.
That's a good point. Well, it's very cool that and the 40-foot length of cloth that came that is a baby sling, is it?
The Moby, Mayan? The Moby Mayan wrap? Well, I don't know if it's really a Mayan wrap, but I think it's called the Moby, and they do have a friend who uses that with great success, so they already knew about that.
If we were down,
and it's
were
a
you?
Guy, by the way. Yeah. It's not a woman. I know you said you didn't want to wear it because of all the material. You said it was like an extra, like a dress or something, but
it's like a sarong.
It's a lot of material, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the drapes for the living room and the study.
Yep, pretty much. It's nice material.
The Mayan wrap.
Yeah,
that's what you call any wrap if you're from your neck of the woods. You say it's Mayan.
Shut up! I don't say Mayan. I say mine.
I'm going to get mine in rap.
Yeah, I'm not really from Worcester.
Nothing against that accent. I like it. It's nice. Mm-hmm. But Mayan seems to be a word in particular that stands out as a typical Worcester pronunciation.
Or Boston. Yeah, it's kind of a Boston Worcester thing.
Anyway, other things. You just had a midwife appointment on Friday, and she says you're ready to go.
A very amusing appointment, yeah. Yeah, this midwife is really funny. She reminds me of the, if anyone's familiar with the show, she reminds me of the, in looks anyway, she looks like the younger sister in, of the adult sisters in the show The World According to Jim. She's just got that look, and she's very spunky and funny, and I'm kind of hoping that she'll be the one there in delivery, which means, of course, she won't. It'll be someone else.
Yep.
I don't know, probably, but... Anyway, she was really funny. She said that she just had her third child 5 months ago, and she said that I'm carrying a lot like she was, very low. And she went a couple days not entirely sure if she was in labor or not, and she said she thought she was going to have to deliver her own baby in the car at one point. But she had a very quick delivery with her third. So here's hoping.
I think,
and she also had a breech. Her second child was breech.
Okay. Lots of parallels.
But they were able to turn it. So.
I think you've been in labor since last week.
No, I haven't. Now that I had time to not think about it, because it's one of those things where I did wake up one night not convinced, but thinking that labor had begun, early labor. I was
last Sunday, right?
No, it was Monday night, late Monday night. So
okay.
It was early Tuesday morning at about 2:30. And I was feeling a lot of cramping in my back and my sides and my hips. It was everywhere, but it wasn't coming in waves like contractions do. It was just kind of there. So I think I may have just strained myself or slept wrong, or maybe you were poking me in the back while I was sleeping and with your knees. I don't know.
Well, one way or the other, on Tuesday morning, I canceled a whole bunch of meetings at work and said, don't count on me, because I think today's the day. And,
yeah.
And so I've been kind of saying that every day since then. But I think today may well be the day.
No. I'm hoping I will go into labor first thing in the morning, like I did with David, because...
It could happen right here, right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Oh! No.
No. Okay.
No. Nope.
Hey, we're already coming in on we're like at 8 minutes here already, and we haven't
talked
even talked
about
anything.
Nothing.
So let's talk real quick about these baby names, because I'm flipping through the book, this child book. You get these magazines.
I didn't order that magazine. I don't know if someone sent me that magazine. That's nice of you, but I have no idea why I'm getting a subscription, which goes to my mom's house, by the way. It doesn't actually come to me. It goes to my mom's house, and I never ordered it. So,
but they had a story in here that seems to be advocating picking silly names or I guess unique names is what they're talking about, and
made up names.
Yeah, made, and they seem to be doing that because the celebrities Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Rachel Griffith have named their babies funny names, it's a good idea for you to do it too. Maybe I'm reading too much into that paragraph, but those names, by the way, are what? Apple, Shiloh, and Banjo.
Apple's not a made up word anyway.
Well, no, it's a real fruit.
Who named their child Apple?
That was Gwyneth Paltrow.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, she's got two children then, right? Because
yeah.
She named... There were some other...
We could name our kids Orange and Banana.
Let's just rename all the children.
Do a setup for a knock-knock joke. So that Orange, you're glad I didn't say... Anyway.
Well, I understand the temptation to want to, and it's definitely certainly a trend to pick a unique name. Like, when you start going through names... Potential names for a baby. No, we can't name the baby that because so-and-so is named that. Oh, we can't do that. And I thought I had a really unusual name, but really cool, and it was Irish, and so that was cool. And I, and then you Google it, and you find out it's the same name as some porn star or somebody.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that growing up, I mean, with the name Ernesto in southern Vermont, in a very provincial part of southern Vermont, it was pretty difficult, actually. And, you know, teachers would mispronounce it, I think, on purpose. And it was, the other kids made fun of it. It was brutal. I mean, I was, you know, I was the sort of person who attracted that kind of mockery anyway.
Did anyone call you Ernie when you were a kid?
Yeah, my family did, and actually, most of the kids at school did, because Ernesto was too difficult. But I mean, honestly, even here in this Latinized, highly Hispanic U.S. of the. Of 2007, people still, you know, I'll go to ring my credit card or something at a store, and people are like, how do you say your name? And, you know, it's a random and exotic name to many people.
Well, I remember when we get calls from telemarketers when we were first married, and they would say, is Ernestino there? And I'd say, if you can't pronounce it, you can't talk to him.
Well, and here's the other thing. I mean, and I think it is still a Latin enough name, even though it's a very common Latin name, so that even people who are close to us, and I'm thinking of Rick here. Rick, I'm calling you out. Rick calls me Guido all the time, because he knows somebody named Guido, and he knows somebody named Ernesto, and they both end with O. And so he has these two male friends whose names end with O, and so he'll say to me Guido, and he'll say to Guido, Ernesto.
Oh. From Rick, of all
from
people.
From Rick. You know, one of the smartest and most sensitive people I know. And even he has a problem with this. So I'm just wondering if
he should just call you O for short. That way he can't screw up.
Somebody started calling me Stowe the other day. Oh, I think it was.
I remember
I think
you
it
telling
was Mark.
Me that.
Yeah. But anyway, anyway.
Anyway, but I do understand wanting to give your child a unique name, because once we picked the name for our baby, I kept running into people with little kids. There's an Isabel, there's an Isabel, there's an Isabella. I'm like, oh, it's everywhere. But then it's a nice name. It's a pretty
name. It is,
name.
But you know, and you know the other thing, though, I think, you know, people...
That's why people like it.
You know, you get... Either your name is going to shape you, or you're going to shape your name. And I think if you have a fairly standard name, then you can shape your name. You can shape how people perceive that name. You know, so after they've known you for a while, they go, that's what Dave is like. Daves are like this. They're cool because I know this guy named Dave and he's cool. Whereas if you have a name that pretty much sets your course. If your name is Jambalaya, people are going to assume that you...
Somebody named their kid Jambalaya.
I don't think so. But, I mean, I like Jambalaya. Wait, there was a thing in here, though, that had names that were... Okay, here are the what's hot and what's not, according to Child Magazine's Trend Watch. What's hot? Violet. Okay. And they're apparently saying it's hot because it was the choice of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Again, why do I care what these people named their kids?
Well, someone cares, I guess. I don't.
Addison is an alternative to the much-used Madison, and it's a character on Grey's Anatomy. Again, do these people just watch TV or what?
People watch a lot of TV.
This is an androgynous name, even traditionalists like, thanks to the revered author Harper Lee. Hey, they read books, too. For boys, what's hot is Landon, which connotes elegant and rugged at once, according to the author.
Landon.
I don't think so. I don't like that name.
I just think of Michael Landon. Yeah, as
well,
a first name,
a
it sounds
name.
Pretentious. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Finn. And I like Finn.
Finn McCool?
Yeah, it makes me think of Finn McCool, which is the legendary Irish giant, right? Hero? Anyway, but this has a... This says it's a good name because it has European sleekness. I don't think that would make it a good name. That would make it a good sports car.
European sleekness.
With positive, All-American Literary Associations.
What?
And then Henry is the other what's hot for boys.
Henry?
Yeah.
Huh.
They say it's sort of the equivalent of Emily and Charlotte for girls, you know.
Right. Yeah, because those
traditional
kind of older
kind
names
of name,
have come
yeah.
into fashion.
Now, here's the what's not hot. Girls, Jessica.
because of Jessica Simpson, probably.
Too popular. We can blame too typical. Her. Mary is the number one choice for centuries, and now it's a contrarian choice today.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be named Mary, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brittany.
I think that's just a no-brainer.
Yeah. Now, here's for boys' names, what's out? Paul. I think the name Paul is terrific.
Yeah.
Paul's a great name.
Paul's a very good name.
Dakota is not in for guys because of the prominence of the actress Dakota Fanning. And Cody is out.
Well, they just got used. I mean, they just got overused. Just like, you know, these now popular names will be out of fashion in a couple years. No one will want a name because there'll be, you know, 5 million children running around with the name.
Yep.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Actually, there's still time for us to name the baby Jambalaya.
We can make up all kinds of wacky names.
Just for the record, the name that we have come up with, if anybody's curious, is Isabel Grace. Isabel Grace.
Yep.
And that
pretty simple.
That
not
follows
made up.
Sophia Marie and David Alejandro.
Oh no, you have to say Alejandro.
And that sounds like a wacky name, but that's actually my middle name. So it's very traditional in that it's following through the family. And of course, it's not a particularly unusual name in Spanish. So there you go.
That's
means
true.
Alexander in English, by the way. Anyway, we're hitting the 17-minute mark here. So,
and I can't remember what I wanted to talk about. There was something I wanted to talk about, and I just can't remember now. Oh, well, although I did want to talk about a little how there are all these websites where, you know, they talk about how you know you're going to have your baby soon. You know, what are the clues? And Ernesto's always asked me, is it today? Is it going to be this week? Is it going to be in a couple days? And actually, everybody asked me that. When do you think it's going to be? And of course, my response is soon, because, you know, I've got less than 2 weeks until my due date now. So we can all assume that it's going to happen pretty soon one way or the other. I don't have any reason to believe I'm going to go way over my due date because I haven't before. I have no previous history of that. And I don't really think I'm going to go super early because I don't have a history of that. I tend to go right around my due date. But there are all kinds of signs, little things, physical things, emotional things, that kind of clue you into being just about there. And in terms of my exam, without getting into too much detail, the baby is very, very low. Things are in shape. For my midwife basically said, you could go in a week, you could go tomorrow. There's no way to know for sure, but you are primed and ready. Locked and loaded.
Okay, and here's another good question to put out to people. They can email back in us at burdenfamily.net. If you have had a baby or more than one, and you know that there is a definitive set of signs and signifiers that you are about to have that baby, what is it?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah, we'll share it next time if anybody emails us that list. I haven't seen such a thing yet, but.
Is it crankiness? Because I think I don't. You think I've been pretty well,
yeah,
tempered this
yeah,
whole.
No,
I mean,
you,
I know I'm sitting right here,
the,
but
the well-tempered
I haven't
clavier.
Been particularly cranky or moody or weepy or
no,
or
I,
any of those
I no.
Things.
This is no. You are like a I don't know, Amazon warrior or something. You just kind of cranking right along. Seriously, I'm not even kidding.
Well, I'm just saying, but you know, with your hormones going up and down, you can be prone to emotional highs and lows, and I don't feel like I've been that way, but in the last week I've been feeling a little snappy, not here at home, but with other, like, people I don't know. I have no patience for people who stare at me for very long. I've just, you know, I don't think I'm being rude, but I think I'm kind of just, I just don't have any patience for people's.
Well,
maybe it's because everybody's, you know.
No, I don't think you're being rude. I think what you're doing is you've got this much bandwidth, and you're allocating it to where it belongs. And so, the you know, to family and to the baby and to taking care of yourself in the home stretch of this pregnancy. Yeah. And if people are being obnoxious or annoying or rude out in public, you're not being rude back to them, but you're just not giving them, like, maybe as much slack as right. you might have bandwidth yeah. to give them at other times.
I guess that's,
and that's
how
totally
it feels.
Understandable. You're under a lot of pressure, and I know when I am, you know, I don't think I get mean, but I definitely get shorter with people because I don't have either the time or the mental bandwidth to spend time figuring out how to be more gentle.
Right.
Right? I don't know.
No,
anyway.
Makes sense.
Also, here at 20-minute mark, let's let's sign off. The kids didn't join us this week. They're upstairs watching Zaboomafoo, and they preferred that to this. And so next time we'll have them check back in. Again, email us at us@burdenfamily.net, and you can let us know what you think. Anyway, talk to you later.
Adios.
Adios. This week's music is by Circle in a Square. It's a song called I Ain't Sorry. You can check it out at circleinasquaremusic.com. They're from Texas, and we found it on podsafeaudio.com.
Forgot about the heavens up above. Or maybe, baby, you just don't do nothing for me. And you ain't stirred my bones in a good long time. We can blame it on the devil, we can blame it on the wine. And I'm saying goodbye, and honey, I ain't sorry. Gonna drop down on one knee, take my hand so we can start a little family. Well, baby, you ain't no honey, and I ain't your bumblebee. You just wanna chain me up, now I wanna be set free. Well, maybe I forgot all about love, and maybe I forgot about the heavens up above. And maybe, baby, you just don't do nothing for me. As you ain't stirred my bones in a good long time, you can blame it on the devil, you can blame it on the wine. And I'm saying goodbye, and honey, I ain't sorry.
I ain't sorry.
That I'm saying goodbye.
I ain't sorry.
That I made you cry.
I ain't sorry.
That I'm not the woman that you want me to be.
I ain't sorry.
I'm not feeling blue.
I ain't sorry.
That I'm over you.
I ain't sorry.
I ain't sorry.
I ain't sorry.
No,
sorry
that I said goodbye.
I ain't sorry
that I made you cry.
I ain't sorry
that I'm not the woman that you want me to be. And I
ain't sorry
I'm not feeling blue.
I ain't sorry
that I'm over you.
I ain't sorry. I ain't sorry. I ain't sorry.
I
ain't sorry
that I said goodbye.
I ain't sorry
that I made you cry.
I ain't sorry
that I'm not the woman that you want me to be.